sexy young.
Chase William D. Mace, 12 o'clock hour. Tim Hasselbeck, presented by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and BetUS.com. Cash in on all your favorites. Sign up at BetUS.com. Use the promo code 1025 for up to 200% off or a 200% sign-on bonus. Timmy, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. We just asked, or Willie just asked, 10 Titans questions for the season, which we had a lot of fun with last year. And so I'm sure he'll ask you a couple of those. But one that I have that, you know, wasn't on there, obviously all eyes are going to be on Treylon Burks as the replacement for A.J. Brown long term. But do you believe short term, as the unofficial depth chart lists Nick Westbrook Akine as a starter, that he can be the replacement right now for A.J. Brown in addition to having Robert Woods?
No, because I think they're different players. You know, I don't think you can, like, with the guy, like, with how it stands now, I don't think for, in terms of the type of player, that there's, like, a one-for-one response to it. I don't think that in terms of fixing it. I don't think that's the case. Look, A.J. Brown, and I get, like, you know, how it ended, and they've readdressed the position, but like, A.J. Brown was an, you had the ability to say, all right, we're going to isolate him. And if we get, you know, single coverage, then more times than not, we are going to like that opportunity. And we're going to give the quarterback a green light to test it. And then there's going to be good run after the catch, you know, associated with it. I think the hope is at some point that Treylon Burks, you know, becomes that. I think Westbrook Akina, you know, is not that. And quite honestly, like Robert Woods, who's a fantastic wide receiver, I don't believe that he's that. So, I don't think that they're going to pick up production that way from him.
Okay. That's a fair point. Last year, the Titans opened the season against Arizona, and I don't think nobody really knew what Arizona was going to be. It was an awful opening week for the Titans. And then, of course, we know they bounce back and they win the AFC and go on to the playoffs where they lose to the Bengals. But how much do you think Mike Vrabel uses last year as kind of a teaching tool to not underestimate any opponent in week one and to try and set the tone?
Yeah, I think there's probably an element of that, and I think there's also probably an element of, you know, if the game doesn't go the way you want it to go, to make sure that nobody's pressing the panic button. And so, yeah, I think there's probably all of that. And maybe, look, I mean, maybe that, you know, if there's enough veteran leadership, which there clearly is, I mean, just look, between quarterbacks, some of the offensive linemen, between, you know, someone like Kevin Byard or, you know, any other leader on that defense. Like, there's enough people I think went through last year to be like, hey, like this is an NFL game. Like, yes, it's the New York Giants. People have a perception of them right now. But, look, Saquon Barkley could have 30 touches and you could have your hands full. So, yeah, I would think that there's enough veteran leadership that have the experience of what happened last year to at least, you know, to have that not be something that, you know, people would feel they would have to worry about in terms of, I don't want to say a letdown. Like, there's going to be so much excitement for week one. I think it's just more of, okay, hey, are you ready to play? Like, remember what this is like, week one of the NFL season.
We'll talk with Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst. Now, Tim, everyone wants to see, you know, how Derrick Henry comes back. You know, many people say, well, he has too much tread on his tires. He's getting a little bit older. I've heard it just about everything. But Derrick is just a different type of back. But if Derrick isn't back to form, can this team still be able to do some of the things that they want to do and win the division without Derrick being a 1,500-yard rusher?
I mean, yeah, like, I think they can be, because I think, you know, look, I think, and I've said this before, like, I think Ryan Tannehill has been I think the way that people have kind of viewed him because of how the postseason ended, I think is not really a fair characteristic of who he actually is as a player. And so, like, can they? Yeah, like, it's not like every game, Derrick Henry, has played in that he's dominated every game. I think there are times that, look, the quarterback, played well. I mean, let's face it, and you may say, I didn't know this. Like, look, Derrick Henry, he's looking at this, like, he went out week 8 last year. They still ended up being the one seed. Like, so, I think that there's a, there's almost been a narrative a little bit that it's like, hey, they have to be running the football well. It's the only way that this works is if Derrick Henry's got 140 plus yards running. And like, I don't think that's true. Now, do they need him to have a really good year? Yeah, I think they need him to have a really good year, especially as they try to figure out who they are at the wide receiver position. I also think this, like, I think they've been at a below average pass blocking offensive line. Like, that's the other reason you need to run the football well. So, yeah, look, I would agree with you. I think because of his style and his size and all of that, I do think he's a bit of a different runner than some other backs that, tail off. And so I don't think that we're going to see that this year. And I think that he's healthy. Like, I think he's had enough time to be healthy with his foot. And so, I would expect him to have a good year.
Now, the Titans are they're starting two new offensive linemen in Brewer and Nicholas Petitfiere. How much conversation does the quarterback have with his offensive line, in particular the new guys on the offensive line? Because a lot of what you do as a quarterback and what you're comfortable with all predicates on how good your offensive line is.
Yeah, here's what I think how it works is, and I don't know the exact mechanics of, protection adjustments and things like that to, of how it flows, for the Titans. But here's the deal. When you have a quarterback that's experienced like Ryan is, and when you have a center that's experienced like Ben Jones is, the reality is that whatever the flow of the communication is, like, the center needs to take it over, and so, like, even if it originates from the quarterback, it needs to be echoed by, the center. Essentially, the center needs to basically say, like, look, this is the expectation. Like, he just made a base call. That's what this means for us. This is how we're going to handle it. And, like, the expectation is, like, we need to do our job. And so, look, I think for Ryan, like, he's played behind enough people that there's probably – ultimate trust in terms of the guys that are playing in front of him. And I think in terms of, how the communication aspect of that works, I think because he's played so much with Ben that has to feel like it's secure and a done deal and something that he should feel good about. So, look, I look around sometimes and I'm, like, take Dallas, for example. Everyone's kind of going crazy, like, we got – no, Tyron Smith at left tackle, and what are you going to do? It's like, well, okay, everyone take, like, two deep breaths and then go look at how many games he's missed. And then go look at, like, okay, how did Dak Prescott play in those games? Or how did they run the ball in those games? And it's like, you know what? They did okay. Like, they were all right. Like, would they like to have Tyron Smith? Of course they would. But, like, I don't know. I just think that sometimes we panic. Like, all right, guard's out. It's like, that's all right. Like, it's part of the coach's job and the GM's job to find players that can play when someone gets hurt and coach them up. And sometimes that guy at right guard might actually be better than the guy that got hurt or was playing in front of him.
We're talking Tim Hasselbeck, NFL football. Tim, are you worried at all about Matthew Stafford's arm?
I think I was, earlier, but sounds like, look, some surgery, his age, being patient with it, the way he's talked about it, and quite honestly, like, how talented of a thrower that he has been throughout his career, that, like, even if he's not totally right, like, it's still going to be better than most. And, So I would say I'm not concerned right now. I think where I would be concerned would be if he just, you know, starts missing time, you know, not practicing a ton, and, you know, it's, you know, he's getting his elbow drained, or like, then I would, then I'd be concerned about it.
Another one. John Harbaugh saying Lamar Jackson's, he's locked in, no issue. We got these contracts going on, but he's going to do the job on the field. Are you? Do you think we'll have a chance of hearing something about that? Wouldn't you think they'd like to get that done before the season starts? And would you be concerned if it leaks into the season?
You know, I think because of the way Lamar's like intimately involved in it, you know, I don't love it for him or the team. And so, you know, I think in saying that, I would just say maybe we've read this all wrong. Like, I've been kind of clear that, like, I think we've had so few leaks in this situation because there's not an agent, right?
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
I mean, there just hasn't been. And so I think, like, everyone's kind of speculating, like, oh, Lamar wants to steal. Like, Lamar literally might be like, look, Dak Prescott was like, look, I'm going to play to the franchise tag. I'm going to turn money down, take out an insurance policy. He had a nasty, you know, injury, and he still got paid. And over a three-year span, Dak's going to be the highest paid player in football. And so Lamar, maybe he's just smart enough to say, like, look, it's okay. And if I tear my ACL, like they're not going to turn their back on me because I get hurt. Like, it's proved that that's not the case. So Lamar might just be like, look, I'm okay. Like, I've got the nerve to stand, you know, strong and play through this. And he wouldn't be the first player that feels that way. And it oftentimes works for players.
Tim Hasselbeck here with us every Tuesday at noon. Timmy, appreciate the job as always. Enjoy week one. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. See you, fellas. Yep.
Tim Hasselbeck joins us every Tuesday at noon, presented by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and BetUS.com. Cash in on all your favorite sign up at BetUS.com. Use promo code 1025 for up to a 200% sign-on bonus. We'll react to some of those things that he had to say, plus review our 10 questions that we asked earlier in the show. We have some of your responses to read about the Titans as well. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game.